Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, honey.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we are live, back on the air, for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, honey.
The advice that you need in the world, all that you need knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor. Give me more, give me more. I can tell now what you wanna know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a 6 cent. All this cunt now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick or I now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt? Now giving you all of this what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing, body grooming, nigga, I'm feeling bad, but I'm here for it, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we are live, back on the air, for another installment of the show. Always.
Now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little man bitch you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on.
$300.
your commentators for this evening, legendary Kevin JZ Prodigy and Snooki West. Master of the beat, the icon, the Dr. Von Allure. Categories include Sun Queen Realness, $1,000. Open to All Performance, $1,500. Schoolboy Realness, $500. Runway, $500. House with the Most Trophy, $1,000. Royalty in the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, PA, 7 December 2019. Be there.
It's just Kelly. Hello, can y'all hear me now on the phone lines? Naima, can you hear me now on the phone lines? Hello, Naima, can you hear me now? I'm sorry, because I called in, Naima. I know what it was, Naima. Call in now, Naima. You should be able to hear me now. Okay, if you call in now, Naima, you should be able to hear me. What happened was, Naima, I logged in through the computer and straight through the switchboard. So I forgot to unmute. I forgot to unmute it, Naima. It's unmuted now. So everybody on the phone line should be able to hear me now that's on the phone lines, because it was muted on the phone line. So now y'all should be able to hear me much clearer now. Okay. Naima, let me know what you call. Caller, can you hear me? Okay. Hey, Paul, what's going on, Stink? Are you coming in town this weekend? Honey, my cunty little daughter, honey. Okay. Oh, my God. Here goes Miss Brooklyn Mona and her bullshit again, honey. But I had, hey, James, what's up to the CEO? James Carn has just entered the lock. I had a wonderful time. Naima, can you hear me now, boo? Can you hear me now? I see you're back on the phone line. I unmuted myself. Can you hear me now? Check your battery, Carol Ann. Can you hear me now? Okay. Brooklyn Mona, ain't nobody got time for your shit. Brooklyn, are you going to be in town this weekend? Are you coming out this weekend, Brooklyn? Are you going to show your face? Or are you going to still be a secret? Honey, I'm just saying, honey. Well, I had a wonderful time. I had a wonderful time in Vegas this past week. I left on a Thursday and went to Vegas. And I was in Vegas from Thursday until Tuesday. I got back home on Tuesday. Had a wonderful time. I was able to do the giant wheel in Vegas. And bought a giant Ferris wheel in Vegas. And they have a cart on the wheel where you can go and have an open bar and unlimited drinks for the 38 minutes it takes to get around. I went on that and I did that and got really, really drunk and things of that nature. I went to the casino. I went to the casino one night. In the name of Marcus Escada, I went to the casino one night, and I think I lost the first night. I lost like $500 the first night I was in the casino. Then I won it back plus nine. Then I think after I went to the wheel, I went to the big Ferris wheel in Vegas. I was on the big Ferris wheel, and I was out there on the big Ferris wheel, bitch, and getting drunk, and then went back to the casino, and I think I lost about $1,500 on the roulette table, honey, you know. Then I lost about another $300 in the slot machines, but overall, I enjoyed myself. I had a wonderful time. I can't complain about anything that happened in Vegas. I really enjoyed myself, buddy, you know, and chilling in Vegas, you know, and, Lord Jesus, take the wheel, honey, okay? I caught a show or two while I was in Vegas, but, you know, I can't give you the details. I'm just saying. But Jason, where is Jason Bridges at? Jason Bridges told me that he was calling in here tonight. I don't know what's going on with Jason. So Mona said she guessed she's in town. I'm going to be at a secret like in a cheap ass wig store. Oh yeah. Yes, hit hard in Vegas. I do not know why. Yeah, but overall I had a great time in Vegas. I wanted to come up here and just, you know, and do my advertisements for the girls. I was I waited too late because I was running around and I was doing things. And I waited too late, but that was my fault. I tried to hit up Roxy to try to get the Mugliers to come up and, you know, and chat about, you know, about the function and stuff this weekend here in New York. But I waited too long because I was out running around doing things and getting stuff together. So I waited too long and shit of that. But I just wanted to, you know, come up here and, Joelle, I'm not here for your shit, Joelle. We're not doing that. We're not doing that here tonight, Joelle. I just came up to see how everybody was doing and, you know, do a couple of little shout outs and things of that nature. No, I didn't hear about it. Brooklyn, tell me the tea, Brooklyn. Oh, y'all want to, oh. The banner is the same picture that I posted up. Hold on. The banner is the same picture that I posted up on the that I posted up on the page. It's the same banner. It's Jess Kelly. It's Jess Kelly, bitch. Can't you see? It's Jess Kelly. It's the same banner.
Bring us on. Move to the left so we can get into the banner. Okay. I am here for the shit. Joelle, I don't think you're here for the shit, Joelle. So you better keep it cute, okay? Joelle, you know, that's my son. But no, I didn't hear about the new debut for the House of Mizrahi Brooklyn. Tell us about it. Hey, Johnny, what's going on? Tell us about this new debut of the House of, because I don't know nothing about it. I mean, I'm not here. Brooklyn, maybe you should spill the tea in your group, honey, and let all the girls know since you got all the tea, honey. You got the Dagaga, honey. Thank you, Justin. Yeah, I do try. I do try to upgrade and stuff, honey. You know, the other banner, the other backdrop that I had at my last place, it was just so huge, and I had to go through so much to install it and everything. So I just got me something small and simple that could just bam, 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 and I could take her down and put her back up when I need to do the show and stuff and get it together. But no, I haven't heard anything about anything over there in that camp, Brooklyn. So I'm sorry I can't give y'all any tea about that, Brooklyn, because I haven't heard anything about that, honey, okay? Shayla, did you get your bike back? Did your husband get his bike back? Because I seen your video. I was watching your video. I'm just the House of Jess. Jess, Brooklyn, J-U-S-S. Honey, Jess. Honey, I'm just here, Brooklyn. That's it. So I got 45 people on my live watching my live right now. Who's coming out this weekend? Okay. You know, when it comes to the ball, the Mugler ball this weekend, I just want to see who's gonna win. I just want to see who's gonna win the 10,000. That's it. That is it. Hey, Tony, how are you doing? I just want to know who's going to win the 10,000. Because I hear it's a lot of girls coming and everything, bitch. I want to know who's going to get the cash. Who's going to get the cash? Maybe. Ooh. Yeah, I need to get my hair. My hair needs to be done over. It's looking bad. Since you have the mother quality, you should at least start a house. No, Brooklyn. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Heidi. No, Brooklyn, I'm just going to be here, you know, I'm just going to be here and be this bum bitch and just, you know, stay here in my new place and stuff of that nature, Brooklyn, honey. And that's it, honey, okay? I started a house, Brooklyn, this house right here, okay? I started this house right here that I'm in right now with me and my husband. We started this house, okay? You coming out for the 10. Paul, stop asking me questions on this live, bitch, okay? If you want to ask me questions, you know your mother's phone number. Stop playing with me, okay, Paul? Ask me, am I coming out for the 10? Don't be doing that, Paul. Do I look like I'm not ready for to come out for the 10? Look at me. I'm all washed up and beat up, honey, and stuff. Are you going to the movie label? I will be there. I will be there, honey. I will definitely be there. Okay. I will be on the so who were you? What house in Texas? I never said anything. See, Brooklyn, you over here, you're trying it right now on this live, baby, okay? Brooklyn, okay? Because I never said anything like that, okay? And that post is still up on my page. I never said nothing about nobody in no house and all type of stuff like that. I never said anything about Texas, Brooklyn. So why are you over here trying it? Because the only thing you're going to do is you're going to have the girls take my live, go back over there and tell people that I said something about them, and then they're going to put up subliminal messages about me, and then I'm going to have to come and I'm going to read them. Ain't nobody got time for that, Brooklyn. Who got time for that? Brooklyn is really, Naima, Brooklyn is really trying it tonight, honey, and ain't nobody got time for that. Shout out to everybody on YouTube. a shout out to everybody on Facebook. You know, we got the YouTube live going on right now. Everybody's on YouTube and they watching us. Make sure you subscribe to my page, to all you watchers that's on YouTube. Subscribe. Honey, subscribe to this motherfucking page, bitch, honey, okay? I don't know where Jason Bridges is at, honey, okay? We've been sitting here. We here for the shit. Lala, I don't know what shit y'all here for, Lala. What shit are you here for? I'm here for one of those pies from Dally's Closet, baby, honey, okay? That's what I'm here for, honey. But I don't know. Hey, shout out to my grand Snooki that just joined the live. I don't know what y'all, bitch. I'm full of questions. Well, Brooklyn, shoot your questions, okay? This is what we're going to do here tonight, okay? Since y'all have questions and we don't know where Jason is at this present moment, honey, you know, Jason's probably over there in Baltimore getting slayed, this thing like she always do, this segment, and coming here late, this thing coming into work late, bitch, you know. But since you have questions, shoot your questions, bitch. Ask your questions. This we're gonna do Petty Wednesday questions and answers with the icon, Jess Kelly. So shoot your questions over, honey, and I'll answer your questions to a certain extent. Because you know you girls can get real outraged with things that you ask and things. Hey, Brian, what's going on, honey? So shoot your questions over, and I'll answer your questions. If it's feasible to me answering your questions. Because, you know, some of the things that y'all be asking. Okay, bitch. Okay, Brooklyn, I'm here. Shoot your questions over. If y'all have questions, shoot your questions over and ask your questions. YouTube. The same thing. You want my question? No, Ian, I don't want your question. I'm not answering no questions. Okay, let me let y'all know this right now, okay? I'm not answering no questions from none of my kids or my grandkids, okay? Because any question that y'all gonna ask, y'all probably already know the motherfucking answer to it, bitch. So I'm not answering no questions from none of my kids or my grandkids. I'm letting y'all know that now. What happened to you and RR during the show about... Oh, we had a conversation, Lala, and I told him exactly how I feel about everything, Lala, and me and RR talked for about a good hour that night after the show, and I told him how I feel about everything, and we left it at that. He understood why I didn't answer the question online for everybody. He understood. Who's your top three face? Top three face for what? You got to tell me. Butch Queens, Femme Queens, drag. Oh, Christina, I haven't seen you in forever. What's the next surgery and when? That question on YouTube. What's the next surgery and when? The next surgery is October 23rd, but I'm not going to tell you what. You have to wait and see. Okay? This is a mimosa. Thank you. Okay, let me see. Hold on. Yes, I live for that background. Ira's doing well. He's back home in Detroit with his family. Hey, Monique, what's up, sis? I miss you too. I see you living. You out here living it, Monique. I'm trying to live my best life. Who do you hear that is in town for the 10,000? Naima, I didn't hear anybody that's in town for the 10,000. Everybody is being real secretive. Whoops, the 10,000. YouTube question, are you walking this weekend? Nine times out of 10, I am attending the ball, but nine times out of 10, I'm going to be walking Legendary Realness this weekend at the ball if I do decide to walk. Kelly, you're looking slim. Somebody's working. Oh, no, I'm not looking slim, honey. That's just the camera, honey, okay? How are your kids? What's the house over there? Do you
dude I talk to?
I still talk to all my kids, Brooklyn Mona. I don't care if my kids went to other houses and things of that nature. We have an understanding that they'll let me know where they're going before they go, and it's not going to be something like I see it on the back of the runway and gag like everybody else.
Oh, this bitch skipped my question.
I didn't skip your question, Brooklyn. I just answered your question. I'm going back and forth from you to YouTube. Top three houses in New York City. I would have to say, let me see, top three houses. Prodigy, Balenciaga, and La Beja. For me, my top three in New York City. Kelly, do you ever do meet and greets? Yes, I do meet and greets. When people book me, I do meet and greets. I do meet and greets all the time. When people book me, I do all the time. Are you taking callers tonight? Yes, I'm taking callers. Yes, the phone line is open. 646. Hold on, let me put it up on YouTube. Buddy, hold on.
668.
Yeah, the phone lines are open. I'm taking phone calls. I'm taking phone calls, baby, honey. Yes, the phone lines is open. Let me ask. They should. I like you. Surprised to see. Yeah, I want to be surprised too. Mizza. Oh, you ain't going to say Mizza. Why would I say Mizza? It's no Mizzas here in New York City. They all are Orichis with Amori. Honey, MC Deborah is doing, she's doing great. Why are you and Susan like the girls what they've been asking for, bringing out the house of Jess. Oh, well, Jess is always going to, but Caesar is not a part of, Caesar is the videographer for the ballroom scene and things like that, and he's also a ball promoter when it comes to that. Caesar's not a part of any house at the current moment, and I wouldn't need Caesar to open up a house. No Mrs. No, there is no Mrs., honey. Okay, Erica, don't do me. Can Naima get on the phone? I got a question for her. Naima, they want you to call in, Naima. They said they have a question for you, Naima. Are you going to the welfare office? No, why would I be going to the welfare office tomorrow? It's no reason for me to go to the welfare office. I just got my stamps today, bitch, and we're pool service. So why would I be going to the welfare office? Okay. Top three trans girls you want to see at the ball, old and new. Okay. Top three trans girls I want to see at the ball, old and new. Y'all got to tell me, Tanae, what categories are you talking about? Because when you say the girls, I need to know exactly what category are you talking about. Yes, I had somebody asked me a question on YouTube. Did I have my breast removed? I had my breast removed. I think last year. June, I had my breast removed last year, June. Who is the new husband? Gotta go to, you said what? He said none of your business. But he's around, he's all on Facebook. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, so Tanae said Faith. So for Faith, I would love to see, I would love to see Dee Dee out. Okay, I would love to see Dee Dee out for the old girls. I would love to see Shannon Balenciaga out for the old girls, and I will also. Dee Dee, Shannon, Temperance for the old girls. That's for the old girls, but the older, like the older, newer generation, those girls. But for the older generation, I would love to see Sharnice, Misha, and Vanessa. For the newer generation of girls, I don't. The newer generation of girls, I don't. I don't know. But for the older generation, like that I came out and seeing walking was the Mishas, the Vanessas, the Shanices, those girls. Then after those girls era, it would be Shannon, Dee Dee, and Temperance, okay? Let me see. Hold on, Facebook. I'm going to YouTube.
You left someone out on that chat line, but you read it over. Why do
I don't know. Child, you got to ask them. So Tony over here on YouTube gonna ask me, why do all your gay sons get big dicks? I don't know. Bitch, some of them up and find out.
That tank top print is everything.
Oh, thank you. This is a little sundress. It's a little sundress, honey. Okay. Let me see what's going on over here on YouTube.
I would love to see an Orochi Malone. Do not shade the new girls.
What do you mean don't shade the new girl?
Kelly, I see posts about asking, you see, Deja. You talked to
Deja was out today. She was out with my nephew Fabian today. Deja was out with Fabian today. I don't know. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that on my live. But I don't know about Paris. I don't know anything about Paris, so I'm not going to say that on my live. But I don't know. I would love to do one, especially interview with Sanaya. Oh, I can try to arrange that interview with Naya. Yeah, no, that's my cousin. I can try to arrange that.
If you could create a new category, what would it be?
If I could create a new category, what would it be? I don't know. I think we have enough categories right now. In Ballroom that we really don't need to create any more categories, maybe, because Ballroom is oversaturated right now with categories. One of my sons hit back Tony on YouTube and said to tell you just because they just do. That's what he said, Tony. One of my sons texted me back and said, because they're watching the live, because they just do, Tony, okay? Okay?
Oh, Ajahnay Milan, I mean.
Oh, yes. Ajahnay is definitely one of those girls, too. But they said three, so I couldn't give y'all more than three. Bitch, but if you talk about the old girl's mistake, it's no shade mistake. You want to rock the building mistake, bitch. I want to see Miss Ajahnay. I want to see Miss motherfucking Raquel mistake, bitch. I want to see Miss Nicole Love Dupree mistake, bitch. I want to see motherfucking Sasha mistake, bitch. Girl, I want the girls to come and rock the motherfucking building, bitch. It's no shade, bitch. But they said I can only give y'all three. So I only gave y'all three. But bitch, listen, I would love to see the legendary motherfucking black Barbie doll herself, Miss motherfucking Carrie mistake, come out on the motherfucking floor, bitch, and rock the motherfucking floor. It's a lot of girls, bitch. But they said I can only give y'all three. So I gave y'all three, bitch, off the top of my head, bitch. But Ajahnay, definitely. Raquel, Miss St. Carrie, Vanessa, Misha, Miss St. Bitch. Oh my God, bitch. Like the girls, bitch. Like it's no shade, bitch. You talk about the girls, Miss Temperance, Miss Coco, Miss St. Bitch, girl. I can sit here all day and name girls that I would love to see back on the floor, but they told me three, bitch. But, girl, it's no shade. When it comes to this $10,000 that's going down on Saturday, I wish it can go back to the way Ballroom was back in the days, okay? Back in the days when the Mark Ballroom was the Mark Ballroom, bitch, okay? When the girls would come out, bitch, and you knew that the category was going to happen, bitch, and all the different trans girls that we call trans girls, we call them femme queens in Ballroom, would be outside, hiding out in a motherfucking car, bitch. Somebody will be texting them like, bitch, I'm about to come outside and come and get you. They about to call the category, bitch. And then they call in the category, bitch. And this bitch come in and she catches this bitch from this side about to come in and she gets the bitch. Well, I'm not waiting, bitch. She gonna wait, bitch. I'm waiting for her to go, bitch. And then the girls would come and it was all about the girls. All of this voguing and shit, bitch. It wasn't that, bitch. I wish that's what Saturday night could give, bitch. That all the old girls could come and just line up, bitch. You know, I love the way that they worded their category and everything, but I wish the category would have been basic and just simple for the girls to come, bitch, girl. Because, you know, a $10,000 category and a grand entrance, it's going to take you at least to get ready if you a real girl that know how to motherfucking bake and do the things that you need to do. It's going to take you at least $5,000 to $6,000 to walk this category, okay? So, bitch, I wish the category was just a regular, simple category to bring the girls out because it costs a lot to walk a motherfucking ball. It really does. It costs extremely a lot of money to take and put yourself together to make an impact for some for money that large. Okay, I want to see you and Khadija read again. Me and Khadija's not gonna read again, honey. I'm not reading with Khadija. Kelly, I'm coming over. You cooking? No, I'm not cooking right now. My husband's cooking right now. And I'm not cooking. I didn't cook today. He cooked. Yeah, because, you know, I got tired of the girls reading my food online and saying, you know, the girls take my food and want to read my food and stuff online and put it up in Brooklyn Mona's tired-ass motherfucking group and those ugly little motherfucking bitches that, you know, those non-motherfucking fascist bitches in Brooklyn Mona group want to take and read my food and all type of shit, bitch. So I laid off of cooking for a couple of days. And while I didn't lay off of cooking, I just laid off of posting my pictures up, mistake, because these bitches like to read, mistake, bitch. And I'm not going to sit here argue with ghosts, bitch. But they mad, bitch, because, you know, they can't see my page, bitch, so other bitches come and see my page. Because, you know, I go on Brooklyn Mona group, bitch, and any of those bitches in her group that's reading me, bitch, I immediately block them from my motherfucking page so they can't see anything, bitch, girl, okay? So they send one of their other little girlfriends, and one of their other little girlfriends come, bitch, and they get blocked too. Okay? Yeah, honey, I need to learn to come out, feel me. Come out, feel yourself. What happened to the days when the girls crashed and then, bitch, honey, track 101, bitch, I don't know where you been at track, honey, but the girls don't crash no more, bitch. It is not like that, bitch, and like it was back in the day, honey, okay, where you can pull a bitch together, bitch, we cannot pull a bitch together like that no more, bitch, okay? If we could, bitch, every bitch and their mama will be on the floor, bitch, okay? That's why you see ballroom ain't the way ballroom is now, baby, okay? Because a lot of girls, it's a ball every motherfucking weekend, bitch, for the next motherfucking year and a half is a ball every weekend, bitch. The girls ain't got points like that, bitch, so the girls got to try to decide which ball they're going to go to and when they're going to go to, bitch, because you know the black market scheme, mistake, girl, took the airlines down, mistake, girl, and the girls can't do Amtrak no more, mistake, bitch, so the girls be trying to get on Megabus and all type of shit to get their tickets, and Megabus don't go every place that a ball goes to, mistake, and you know these bitches like to wait until the last minute, honey, okay? Bitch, and you know bundles is expensive, bitch. You can't craft bundles, Miss Tank, bitch, okay? And gowns and stones and material and stuff, Miss Tank. You can't run up in the fabric store and things like we used to do back in the day. That shit is played out. So a bitch got to pick and choose when she going to come and walk a ball. Honey, drink my mimosa, honey, okay? I just get strong in Baltimore. Yeah, it's bad out here. Hey, Caesar, how you doing? What's going on? I was trying to talk to Caesar yesterday, y'all, while I was at Target, and he gonna tell me that he was watching a movie and hung up the phone on me. I was really upset, baby, okay? Because I was trying to have a conversation with him while I was walking through Target, honey, and he hung up the phone on me. Hmm. Yeah. Okay. It's so much shade. I do not think fab girls not coming out no more. It is, honey. It's a lot of shade, honey, okay? Bitch, and ain't nobody got time for all of that, baby. But I think it's gonna be a really nice turnout. You know, and for the Butch Queens, let me tell y'all, for the Butch Queens, it's no shade. For the Butch Queens, I wanna see Jason Prodigy for the Butch Queens. For the old era is Jason. Also for the old era, it's Brian Infinity for the old era for the Butch Queens, honey. I want to see Jeremy Revlon. I want to see Josiah. It's a lot of butch queens, like, you know, that I want to see. But let me tell y'all something, right? And I want to say this to everybody, right? And I'm keeping it real. When it comes down to categories, okay? When it comes down to Jason. Jason!
Girl, Jason. I was about to hang up.
I didn't even see you. I had the switchboard cover. Girl, why you just hit me? Text me.
Because you're doing a live, so why would I do that?
You could have just hit me up on the live, bitch, because I had the switchboard covered. Sorry. Hey, Jason, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. I like the bag dry.
Thank you. Thank you. You like her. It's you. Thank you. But I gotta give you the new because I know you would have came on yourself. I gotta give you the new password because I forgot everything. Then my computer crashed and logged me out, so I just signed into new passwords for everything. So I give you a new password. So when it comes to the face category and grandpa's categories, I want to be honest with y'all, right? You can have kids in your house that walk these categories, right? And they may be cute for their category. But everybody shouldn't, and I'm going to keep it real with you, everybody shouldn't be walking grand prize categories, okay? If you have a $5,000 grand prize category and you have somebody in your house that walks that category and you know that they're not final battle or grand prize type of material, they shouldn't be walking that category. It's a waste of time. Okay? It's no shade, bitch. We got a lot of kids out here in houses, bitch. And I tell kids all the time, like, the kids used to gag with me in the house of his wife. I used to tell them all the time, yes, you are this category, but I don't think you should be walking the grand prize portion of this category. Everybody should not be walking grand prize categories. Do you agree, Jason?
I agree.
Bitch, you could be that category, but you just not that category for $5,000 or $10,000 grand prize. I'm just saying. You just not. But a lot of people want to get out here and play, bitch, and then you ain't the gag when they get out here and they play in the room. And they get
interesting.
Jason, are you coming in town this weekend?
Yeah, I will be there.
Oh, what time do you get here?
A little before the ball, so I don't have to stand in that long-ass line. I'm only coming up and going right back. I just hope I don't gag.
Why are you going and coming back up? They got a whole bunch of festivities.
Because I have to work Sunday. And that's more important than a ball.
So, Brooklyn, you want to see Brooklyn? See, Brooklyn, you want to knock at my door, Brooklyn, and I'm not here for it, Brooklyn, okay? The difference between my company and your... Who is calling me? You know I'm doing the show right now, and you're calling me on the show.
Let me get on live so we can talk on the air real quick.
Oh, I can't put you on live because I'm doing it from my computer. But the girls can hear you right now. Hey, everybody, Caesar's calling my phone. Say hi to Caesar. Go ahead. They can hear you and see you.
No, I want to interview you.
Interview me about what?
Anything new happening? What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing new going on with me, Caesar. If you wanted to ask a question to Caesar, I was taking questions and answers on the live.
Oh, sooner than later.
Honey, I was taking questions and answers on the live. They just asked about y'all. Y'all see Caesar calling to the live, everybody. Say hi to Caesar. They can see. Are you saying, am I getting ready for this movie or ball? I don't know. We have to wait until Saturday night and see.
Oh, anything new happening this weekend?
Yeah, there's definitely something happening new this weekend. You know what's happening new this weekend?
Happening.
I'm taking these red braids out, and underneath these red braids, I have brown and blonde hair, and I'm dying my hair back jet black this weekend.
Why are you going back
because I don't like Sandy. I don't like Sandy. I don't like Sandy Brown here. And it's Sandy Brown, and it's a lot of gray in it. You know, I'm getting older right now, so I need to dye her back black.
I'm loving the play stuff. I'm loving it coming along. It looks nice in there.
Thank you very much.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. It's a lot of new houses going on. It's a lot of new houses in Tag City, okay? This new house, that new house, that new house, and that new house. It's a lot of things going on.
Well, actually, how do you feel like it's a good thing for ballroom?
I think it's an excellent thing for ballroom where people are opening up their own houses and doing their own things. I think it's a great thing for it. You know, some houses are building up and some houses are collapsing. Maybe, you know.
Well, why do you think collapsing? Don't you think that, you know, every house has their own low point and whatnot? When you say collapsing, don't you think that a house can have a low point and still come back from that low point?
No. Not when you have so many termites that ate at your foundation. When the termites eat. Yes, honey. Hey, boo, what's going on? How you doing? Okay, Caesar, honey, Caesar, baby, 40. I'm 40, and I wish I could talk and feel. Listen, I'm 42, baby, honey. Okay. But this here, baby, when I take this here out, baby, and I feel all those motherfuckers work. So I was, I'm gonna tell y'all a story. So I was talking to my husband, and I had took my hair out before I got my hair done, and I was like, oh my God, my hair is back to this dirty brown color. My husband gonna talk about, oh, don't forget the gray. You didn't have to tell me about that. I didn't see the gray. I was talking about the dirty brown, honey. Hey, Nicole, what's going on? What's the tea? So I'm going to have me some stuffed shells and garlic bread after I get off the show, honey. I'm going to watch a couple of things and stuff. But I can't wait for this weekend. I think this weekend is definitely going to be a weekend to remember, honey. And y'all know we're going to be back in live on Monday night, honey, okay, to recap all the shenanigans and all the drama and stuff, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not get married in Vegas. I did not get married in Vegas, honey, okay?
Why baby. Not? You were there long enough.
So baby, why would I get married in Vegas?
Why not?
Because I want a big to do wedding.
Oh, okay.
He said, come over here. They can hear you. Just come stand right here. They can hear you. Just stand by here. He said, this show is not about him. This show is about Jess Kelly.
Well,
okay. Look, come here. Lala said, his mouth, he's about to read. Yeah, Monday night, it's going to be a lot Monday night. I'm telling you, okay? Because you have the main ball, you have the aftermath, and then I gotta see because I gotta go to Brooklyn on Monday night. You know, so it's gonna be a lot going on, honey, okay? We gonna have so much to talk about, baby, and so much tea and shit is gonna be on, bitch. And y'all know, bitch, I'm not gonna hold my tongue, bitch, okay? I'm gonna be reading, honey, and you know Jason gonna be at the ball, bitch. So you know that bitch, he got a lot of opinions about a lot of things, bitch. Okay. I know that bitch is real disrespectful, bitch. So listen, if y'all think my mouth is nasty, bitch, Johnny, Jason's mouth is gonna be real nasty, honey. Period, fool. Yeah, Monday get open to. I got a lot to do this weekend, honey. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a ball coming up, so I don't care about what I say.
Yeah, I got a lot to do this weekend. I got a lot to cram in this weekend. Y'all know it's been months since I've been out, like, a whole weekend. So I'm going to be out and stuff like that all weekend and stuff like that. And then after that, baby, you know, I'm getting ready for this new surge, honey, okay? Yeah, honey, it's getting there. It's going down. honey. Okay, it's definitely going down basement, honey. Okay, hold on. Let me. You know, y'all know this show ain't free, honey. I gotta pay some bills. Give me a second. I could eat that on the show.
Legendary mother Bria Ebony and legendary father Marquis Prodigy present Royalty in Philadelphia, PA, December 7th, 2019. Admission $30. Tables are now on sale $300. Your commentators for this evening: legendary Kevin JZ Prodigy and Snooki West. Master of the beat, the icon, the doctor, Vonalore. Categories include Sun Queen Realness, $1,000. Open to all performance, $1,500. Schoolboy Realness, $500. Runway, $500. House with the Most Trophy, $1,000. Royalty in the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, PA, 7 December 2019. Be there.
Yes, we are back. And don't forget to go to my sister Felicity Newall page, honey, and get your mink lashes, honey. You get a whole bunch of lashes for $65. $65 a book for stripping in the ambulance. And these are mink lashes, and you can reuse these lashes. Go to Felicity Newall page on Facebook, or go to snatchedandlaid.com, honey. You can get your lashes, you get clothes, and you can get weight trainers, honey. My sister, Felicity Noir, overall mother of my name, honey, is the nasty, honey. You get your lashes, honey. I'm just saying, honey. Pussy, shut the fuck up, pussy, okay? Little James, what's going on, little James, honey? Oh, we know you eat a lot. Pussy, don't play with me, bitch, honey, okay? But I just wanted to come up here and let y'all know about everything that was going on and stuff, you know, that's going on this weekend and going down, honey. Y'all know next week, we might be here 3 hours next week, bitch, honey. So I'm letting y'all know. Y'all better get ready for next week Monday, honey, okay? Because, bitch, we have a lot to talk about, bitch. So I don't know, bitch. I might even start the show early next week and start at 8 o'clock because I got to go to Brooklyn next week for Open to All next week. So I might start the show next week at 8 o'clock so I can be done by at least 10 or 11 so I can go to Brooklyn to Open to All on Wednesday. But we're gonna hit everything next week, bitch. And, bitch, we're going to – because Jason's going to be here for the main ball. I'm going to be here for the aftermath, bitch, and all of the drama and stuff and thing, bitch. And I'm letting you girls know, I've been craving some jambalaya. Little James, you can come over. I'll make you some jambalaya. Like my Scott. But, you know, I want to let you girls know before me and Jason get up out of here, bitch. Girls, don't get caught. You know, they got a whole list of what you can't do in the building, but they didn't put on the list and that you can't be fucking in the bathroom. So, girls, please do not fuck me in the bathroom this weekend. We're going to put that on the list as well, this thing, okay? They're not fucking in the bathroom. Okay? They got about 1,000 things on their list, but they forgot and left off. You can't be fucking in the bathroom. Don't be caught fucking in the bathroom at the place, bitch, okay? Because, bitch, if we find out about you fucking in the bathroom,
well, Kelly. They gotta find something to do between them categories that they might not get to walk. So let them fuck in the bathroom.
No. Nobody want to be fucking in the bathroom. And then y'all been leaving y'all shitty ass condoms in the bathroom, Miss Thing, bitch. If you know you're gonna go to the bathroom, Miss Thing, and you're gonna get lit, Miss Thing, and you won't wanna fuck and shit, Miss Thing, girl, at least douche your ass, Miss Thing, bitch. Y'all be leaving shitty ass condoms on the floor and all type of shit, Miss Thing, girl. Bitch, like, really? And then whatever nigga fucked you in your ass, Miss Thing, and then you shit it on him, bitch, and he's still walking around the ball smelling like that, bitch, it's a mess. No fucking in the bathroom. I'm adding that to the Mugler's list. No fucking in the bathroom. Okay? Keep that shit someplace else. Nobody want to smell that shit, Miss Thang bitch, okay? Keep your shit to yourself, Miss Thang, because they definitely got a lot of lists up there, honey, okay? Bitch. Yeah, that list is fierce, bitch. You girls already know, bitch. Oh, and they also have, you can't bring any livestock in the ball. So for all you ugly girls, yeah, they got no livestock, okay? So for all you ugly girls out there, they say, y'all know this is Teddy Wednesday. For all you ugly girls out there, that means y'all can't come to the ball.
Ooh.
When they say livestock means ugly girls, Miss Thing, bitch. If your real mother and father can't bear to look at you, Miss Thing, you are considered livestock and you're not allowed at the ball.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
If your friends can't bear to take a picture with you, Miss Thing, you're ugly, you're considered livestock, you're not allowed at the ball, Miss Thing, bitch. Sell your ticket to somebody else if you have a ticket. Because they're not letting livestock in the ball. I'm just saying. Okay? I'm just being real. Oh, girl. Okay, I got to go. Jason, we out of here. Jason, say goodnight. Because the girls, the things that people are saying on this live, Jason, we got to go. I'm not here for it.
I just thought.
I got to go.
Bye, good night. Talk to y'all on Monday.
We'll see y'all on Monday night, and we might be here. I'm going to figure it out early Monday, but we might be here at 8 o'clock on Monday so we can get to everything, and I can get to open to all on Monday. I love y'all all for loving me. Like I tell y'all every time we do the show, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into, please make sure you practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And all you bitches, no fucking in the bathroom this weekend. I'll see y'all real soon, honey. This was another installment of the Jess Kelly Show with some legendary Jason motherfucking Bridges Love Asia. We'll see y'all back here Monday night. Good night. Ooh, the shit that they just said. Ladies first. Ooh.